WTTS On Demand. Sarah, it's great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks.
And Sarah, of course, multi-instrumentalist. She also enjoys walking. I don't know what happened there, but Sarah had to walk over from the old National Center.
Well, yeah, it's funny. I put in the address and it came up totally wrong in my map.
Well, it didn't sear you into any brick walls or anything like that, did it? So, you know, that's good. No brick walls hit or anything like that.
Well, we were not on foot, no. The benefit of being on foot is you're going slow enough that you can steer away from those obstacles.
Now you've got, as I understand it, Nickel Creek is on hiatus. And in this hiatus of, what, about 3 years now?
Almost five.
You've done a couple of records.
Mm-hmm.
And the new one is Sun, Midnight Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to go on indefinitely, do you think? Or what is there any definite plan to get back with Nickel Creek?
No plans.
Okay. Well, we're glad to hear you out here.
In Nickel Creek, we don't like to plan anything. So.
Right. Okay.
We have no plans. It might happen. It might not.
Okay. And you've had some great experiences, I think, over the past few years. I know you worked on with the John Mayer Born and Raised record.
I played fiddle on it. I wasn't a big part of the whole production of it.
You weren't mixing back there? You weren't setting up the soundboard, you know, making sure
everything was... He didn't call on me for any feedback, so I just played fiddle on a song, yeah. I sang a little bit.
And now with Jackson Browne, are you doing any collaboration on this show
Lots
tonight?
Lots of collaboration.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, it's been a really fun tour because we open the show, and he and his band join us, and then He plays for a good long time, and we get to join him for nearly half of his set. Seems like
wow.
It's pretty great, and every show is different. He accepts requests and he'll play these oddball songs, and it changes up every night. It's pretty great.
So do you have to like know his whole catalog to do
this? It's funny, people they try and outdo each other with obscurity. It's funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great. Well, you're sounding so good, and we're so glad to have you here. You were so young when you started with Nickel Creek. How old were you?
I was eight.
Eight. How did this all happen? I don't want you to do the whole biography thing, and a lot of us, you got a lot of core fans here that know everything, but you're 8 years old. How did you come to be in this band?
Well, my parents, Sean who's playing guitar here, Sean Watkins, he has joined me for part of this. He was in Nickel Creek as well, and this is Tyler Chester playing bass. You should know these people. So basically, our parents took us to see this band play every week when we were kids, and it seemed fun, and we were totally into the music thing, and our parents we started taking lessons from that band. And that's how Nickel Creek started. We were all part of seeing that weekly show. And, you know, you're kids and you just kind of do stuff. And then it kept going, basically, is the short answer. And we had a great time. And I love that band. And we all see each other quite often. We played, like, a few weeks ago together. But, you know, after 18 years, you kind of want to be able to give yourself the time to do other stuff, and so that's what the hiatus is about, and I love it. I love having put out these records and gotten to work on it and dig in and figure out what happens when I'm not collaborating, exclusively, almost exclusively with a certain group of people, and so we've all been doing other projects, and Sean and Tyler here are in a band called Fiction Family, and then WPA is another one, It's been really fun to see everybody do stuff and to be able to be a part of it, sit in with each other.
So cool to have you here, Sarah. We really appreciate it. Please welcome again Sarah Watkins.